Aravindabhyam Namaha. Is the audio clear? Can somebody respond? Is the audio and video are okay? Okay. Sloka 38, Saundarya Lahari. Samunmilat samvet kamalamakarandaikarasikam bhajeham sadvandvam kimapi mahatam manasacharam yadalapad ashtadasha gunita vidya parinatihi yadadatte doshad gunamakilam adhyappaya iva. Sri Devyai Namaha, that is how Amba is addressed in this sloka. Relief from all kind of balarishtanivarana, childhood afflictions, diseases. There are some diseases specific to some childhood ailments. So they are all supposed to be nullified by doing parayana of this slokam. So Acharya addresses Amba, O Devi, kimapi hamsadvandvam bhaje. I worship this hamsadvandva, the two indescribable hamsas. These are all which are the two hamsas, swans, which samunmilat samvit kamala makaranda ekarasikam. Solely, ekarasikam, solely relish the honey in the blossoming lotus or wisdom, that is consciousness. Samunmilat samvit kamala makarandaika rasikam, makaranda eka rasikam, and mahatam manasacharam. They swim in the hearts, in the minds, which is the lake, of great sages, great seers, great seekers. Yet alapate, from their utterances, whatever they say, ashtadasha gunita vidya parinatihi. Ashtadasha means 18. The 18 fold vidyas, source of knowledge, they evolve. Yet they adatte, they separate gunam akilam, all good, doshat, from the evil. So these swams are capable of separating all good from the evil, paya iva, as milk from water, because that is supposed to be the unique quality of a swan, that it can separate the water from milk itself. So I worship the indescribable pair of swans which are solely relishing the honey in the blossoming lotus, fresh lotus, or wisdom, consciousness, and are moving in the Manasa lake, the minds of great men, and from whose talk, the talk of the swans, developed the 18-fold vidyas, and which distinguish all good from evil as milk from water. We will explain all these 18 vidyas and all. So the japa is done in the morning, facing east, 5,000 times for 45 days. And removal of all childhood afflictions is the phalam. Yantra is supposed to be a gold plate. Kham is the bija mantra. Nevedyam is supposed to be sugar candy, raisins, fruits, and all kinds of things. Now, in this loka, we can also look at some notes I have got here. Jiva Brahma Aikyam in the Anahata Chakra. See, now, when we started with the last 2-3 slokas, we spoke about the avarohana, that is by raising the kundalini all the way to the sahasrara, after enjoying the bliss, now the devotee, he is doing the sadhana of again bringing back the kundalini to the muladhara. That is what is happening right now. So this is the avarohanam, and now he is now looking at the anahata chakram. So the abode of vayu in the anahata chakra is supposed to be vayavyam. Why? We already saw that thing. Actually, it is a 12-petaled lotus. Maybe what I will do is, I will just put the picture of the various chakras so that we may be able to see. So this is the 12-petaled lotus where I am putting my cursor. So this is the Anahata Chakra, which is above the Manipuraga Chakra. So this is where we are now. This is supposed to be the place where the Surya Mandalam and also Vishnu Granthi and all the Vishnu Granthi, Surya Mandala, and supposed to be Vayu, that is Vayavyam, responsible. This thing is touch. So all these things we saw when we dealt with the 14th sloka. So I just wanted to put this particular slide for us to, you know, to know that what we are talking about here. So this is the Anahata Chakra. And then here, the Acharya is now talking about the 54 Vayavya Mayukas. And that also we saw, maybe I'll pull that that slide also, where the various rays in the Vayavya Mayuka, for example, in the Parthiva Mayukas, we had 56 rays, and in the water Manipuraka, we had 52, and in the Taijasa, in the fire Tattvam, we had 62, and in the Vayavya, that is the air, Anahata Chakra, now we have got 54. 27 and 20, Shiva Tattvam 27, Shakti Tattvam 27, together 54. We went through all this explanation at that time, so I'm not going to repeat them now. But this is what now it is given here in this particular thing, that is what is explained here. So now this 54 Mayukas, and this Hamsa Dvandvam, these two pairs of Hamsas, Hamsa Dvandvam, the pair. So Ham is Shiva and Saha refers to Shakti. In Hamsaha, Ham refers to Shiva, Saha refers to Shakti. This Hamseshwara Shiva and Hamseshwari Ambika Shakti. So Hamsa Dvandva Dhyanam. So that is what is now implied here. Hamsaha, Soham, Soham, Hamsaha. That is a dhyanam. So Hamseshwara and Hamseshwari, they are worshipped with all the 54 Vayavya Mayukas, 54 rays in the Vayumandala. So Upasana Kshetram for that is this Avadayar Koil in Tamil Nadu. There is a place where this particular kind of Upasana, in that the way the Pratishtha is done, that is how it is done there in that temple. And Shankaracharya in the Anahata Chakram, Shiva is worshipped as Shiki Jwala, as Deepam, and Shiva, as I told in the beginning itself, Shiva means Shakti, Ambika. So Shiva is worshipped as Shikini, as the light. So the Deepam and the light, when the Deepam is lit, the Deepam and light are inseparable. So it is Aikyam. So Deepam and the light, Shiva is worshipped as Shiki Jwala, and Shiva, Ambika, is worshipped as Shikini. So such a Upasaka, who are supposed to see only good in everything, and they should not look at any doshas at all. That means the mind is so poised to see only good things. It will not even see doshas at all. In that mind, doshas don't even exist. That's what it means for that Upasaka. And Ashtadasha Gunita Vidya Parinatihi. Ashtadasha is 18. The 18 vidyas, 18 source of knowledge. That is, they arise between in the conversation between the two Hamsas. The Shiva Hamsa and Shakti Hamsa, when they talk, when they converse with each other, then these 18 vidyas arise. And what are those 18 vidyas? The four Vedas, Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, and Atharva Veda. And the six Vedangas, the various organs of Vedas, called Shiksha, Vyakarana, Chandas, Nirukta, Jyotisha, and Kalpa. And the four Upangas, the subsidiary organs of Vedas, called Mimamsa, Nyaya, Purana, Dharma Shastra, and the four Upavedas called Ayurveda, Dhanurveda, Gandharva Veda, and Niti Shastra. So all these 18 Vidyas, they come about by the conversation between these two Hamsas, Shiva and Shakti Hamsa. And in another belief, for those who do Hamsa Dhyanam, even their sins become Punyas. That is, this is Ajaba Vidya, that is another Vidya. In that Vidya, they believe that by doing this Hamsa Dhyanam, even all their sins, they all vanish. And there are specific Sri Vidya Upasakas. They do the Antarmukha Dhyanam. In the Antarmukha, I explained this Antarmukha worship and Bahirmukha worship, all that thing earlier. So in the Anahata Chakra, they see the Shodashakshari Vidya, the 16-lettered Bija Mantra. This also we have seen. The 15 letter Bija Mantra is called the Panchadasakshari. And when we put the Shrim Bijam along with that, it becomes Shodasakshari. So the 15th lettered Bija Mantra, that is seen in this particular chakra. And the Shri Vidya Guru Rupam is also seen. And the Devi's Rupam is also seen. So all put together 18. So 16 Bija Mantras, Shri Vidya Guru Rupam and Devi Rupam, all put to 18. They are called the 18 Vidyas. And they will experience as Shabda Pratyaksham in the form of Shabda Rupa. They will experience that. So that is another belief in the way this worship is particularly done. So there are a lot of significance for this type of worship. So Acharya tells many of those things in this particular shloka, compacted, which we have to know from our various commentators like Aruna Modini and Lakshmi Dara and all these people. They have spent a lot of time in explaining these particular shlokas and the significance of these various mayukas and all that. Shloka 39. Tava swadhisthane hutavaham adhisthaya niratam tamide samvartam janani mahatim tamcha samayam yada loke lokan dakati mahasi krodha kalitehem Dayardraya drishtihi shishiramupacharam prachayati. Shri Jananyai Namaha. That is how Amba is worshipped, addressed here. Prevention, all kinds of nightmares, all kinds of, you know, hallucinations and all kinds of things. So, Duswapana, they all Duswapana Bhaga, you know, there are specific prayers for getting rid of all these Duswapana Mandal, bad dreams, nightmares. In Shiva Kavacham, there is a particular shloka, Duswapana Dushakuna Durgati Dhaurmanasya Durbhiksha Durvyasana Dushaka Duryasamsi Utpada Tapa Vishabiti Masagrahatim Yadimcha Nashagatame Jagadama Dishaha. So there is a particular prayer to Shiva in Shiva Kavacham Mantra for such kind of ailments. So Amba is addressed here as Janani, O Mother, Tava Swadhisthane, in your Swadhisthana Chakra, we should remember how the Avarohanam is happening. We are going towards Muladhara. So now from Anahata, we have now come to Swadhisthana. In your Swadhisthana Chakra, Hutavaham Adhisthaya, thinking of the Agni Tattvam, Hutavaham, Agni Tattvam, thinking of the Agni Tattvam, in that, Ide, I bow, I do Namaskara, Niratam Tam Samvartam, the effulgent Rudra as Kalagni Rupa. So in the Swadhisthana Chakram, I now do Namaskaram to Lord Rudra as Kalagni, and Tam Mahatim Samayamcha, the magnanimous Mahatim, magnanimous you yourself, Tam, you known as Samaya, she is called Samaya. Yada loke magasi. We have seen this samaya word earlier also. Yada loke magasi. When whose Rudra, here means who suffers to Rudra. The Rudra sight of fire. Yada loke magasi. Krodha kalite lokan dahati. By anger, krodha kalite lokan dahati. Burns the entire, all the world. Dayardra yadrishtihi. So Rudra is so angry, by his mere look, he can burn all the worlds. Dayardra yadrishtihi. But your compassionate sight, Dayardra yadrishtihi, shishiram upacharam rachayati. It renders a very, very cooling treatment when Rudra's eyes, they are burning this entire world. You are out of sheer compassion, your drishti, your sight renders a very, very cooling treatment to that heat, to that hotness. O Mother, I bow to the Samvartha Agni, resting in the Agni Tattvam, in your Swadhisthana Chakra, and also to that magnanimous Samaya, whose glance, drenched with pity, compassion, renders a cooling treatment when his, Rudra's, exceedingly furious care burns the three worlds. Again, Japa is done in the morning facing east 108 times for 12 days. Prevention of all kinds of nightmares, hallucinations and all that. Gold plate is the entram. Nevedyam is supposed to be honey, milk, payasam, pongal and all that. These are all for people who want to do the worship like that. And let us go through the notes. Now, in the Srishti Kramam, ఆకాశసంభూతః ఆకాశాత్ వాయుః వాయోరగ్నిః. సో ఫ్రమ్ వాయు అగ్ని. సో అగ్ని ఇస్ నౌ ఇన్ ద స్వాధిష్టాన చక్ర. స్వాధిష్టాన చక్ర, ఇఫ్ యూ రిమెంబర్, ఇట్ ఈస్ ద సిక్స్ పెటల్ ద లోటస్. దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఇన్ ద పిక్చర్ విచ్ ఐ పుట్ ఎర్లియర్. సో ఇఫ్ యూ లుక్ ఎట్ ద స్వాధిష్టాన చక్ర, ఇట్ విల్ హ్యావ్ అ సిక్స్ పెటల్ ద లోటస్, సపోజ్ టు బి ది అబోర్డ్ ఆఫ్ అగ్ని. అండ్ ది లార్డ్ ఈస్ వర్షిప్డ్ హియర్ యాజ్ సంవర్తేశ్వర, అండ్ అంబా ఈస్ వర్షిప్డ్ యాజ్ సమయాంబ. ఎవ్రీవేర్ శివాన్ శక్తి, వి ఆర్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ శివ శక్తి ఐక్యం ఓన్లీ ఎవ్రీవేర్. సో సంవర్తేశ్వర అండ్ సమయాంబ. And the 62 Taijasama Yukas, that also I just now shown in the explanation of the 14th Shloka. So the 62 Taijasama Yukas and the Upasana Kshetram for this particular thing is supposed to be Thiruvannamalai. That is the Tejo Lingam is what is worshipped there. As we have seen in the previous one, the Avadayar Koil, this is Thiruvannamalai. That is the Kshetram where this kind of a worship is, the Pratishtha is done for enabling such a worship. And when Kalagni Rudra, Rudra Shiva, when he burns the Jagat, the entire three worlds, Devi, in the name of Samaya, by her compassionate and cool glance, she brings life back through her Rajoguna. Through her Rajoguna, Srishti again happens. As in the case of Manmatha also, when Manmatha was burnt, she was the one through her compassion brought him back to life. So, Haranetragri Sandagda Kama Sanjeeva Naushadhyai Namaha. That is what Ilalada Sahasramu 84th. So, Haranetragri Sandagda Kama Sanjeeva Naushadhyai. That's how she was. And there is a small confusion. It's not a confusion. People might, I think one person asked me this question earlier also. In the order of chakras, the Swadhisthana chakra and Manipuraka chakra, they got, transposed. Because in Shloka 40, we already saw. So they are transposed. But according to the Srishti Kramam, Akashat Vayuhu Vayor Agni Agne Rapaha. And because of that, Acharya wants to follow the Srishti Kramam, he transposed these two chakras, Swadhisthana and Manipuraka, because Swadhisthana chakra is supposed to be the Agni Tattvam and Manipuraka chakra is supposed to be the water tattvam, jala tattvam. So that is how he has transposed these particular chakras in this shloka. We have seen this earlier also. I'm just mentioning it for the sake of, because this shloka has come here, we are just only mentioning for the sake of that. Now let us go to the shloka number 40. Shloka 40, right? Yes. Tatitvantam shakya timira paripanti spuranaya spurannanaratnabharanam parinadhendra dhanusham తవ శ్యామం మేఘం కమపి మణిపూరైక శరణం నిషేవే వర్షంతం సారమిహిర తప్తం త్రిభువనం. శ్రీ అత్రితనయాయై నమః. అంబాయిస్ అడ్రస్ టు దాట్ వే డిసైర్ ద డిసైడ్ విషన్ ఇన్ డ్రీమ్స్ వెదర్ యూ డోంట్ వాంట్ ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ బ్యాడ్ డ్రీమ్స్ యూ వాంట్ గుడ్ డ్రీమ్స్ వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ వాంట్ టు సీ ఇన్ ద డ్రీమ్. So, Lakshmi Kataksham, supposed to be the benefit. O Bhagavati, Tava, your Shyamam Megam Kamapi Nisheve. I bow the dark blue cloud of Sadashiva Tattva, where Manipura Yeka Sharanam, abiding in your Manipuraka Chakra, Shaktya Taditvantam. With lightning in the form of Shakti, Timira Paripanti Spuranaya, that dispels the darkness. Spuran Nana Ratna Bharana Paninadha Indra Dhanusham. With the Indra Dhanusham, the rainbow, that is formed by the dazzling gem-decked ornaments, Spuran Nana Ratna Bharana Paninadha, the one that is the decked with so many ornaments, the gems, precious stones, Hara Mihira Taptam Tribhuvanam Varshantam, which is showering Varshantam over the three worlds, Tribhuvanam, three worlds, burnt by Hara Mihira Taptam, burnt by Hara and the sun. So, O Mother, I resort to your indescribable dark blue cloud of Sadashiva Tattva, abiding in your Manipuraka Chakra, with lightning in the form of Shakti that shines dispelling darkness with rainbow formed by the dazzling gem-decked ornaments of Devi and which is shivering over the worlds burned by Sara and the sun. Again, the compassion of the Devi is again portrayed here. Japa is done again in the morning, facing east 1,000 times for 45 days, that the benefit is supposed to be the desired vision in dreams. Yantram, when you see desired vision in dreams, we have to understand these things in proper perspective. Dreams are nothing but our own vasanas coming through, our own thoughts, smriti, whatever we have been thinking earlier, whatever is in the memory, either in this janma or past janma, whatever it is, they are all brought back. It is our own creation. So if you want a desired vision in the dream, if the vision has to be a good vision, the thoughts have to be good. Vasanas have to be good. That is the tapas. Yantra is supposed to be a gold plate and Naivedyam is supposed to be milk and tambulam and all that. This is for the desired benefit if a person wants to do this particular upasana. So let us look at some notes here. Shiva here as dark cloud and Devi as the ray of lightning, that is how it is portrayed here. So the dark cloud and Devi as the lightning. The dark cloud is the rain-bearing cloud. You need the rain-bearing cloud for the lightning again. So Manipuraka region is supposed to be dark. And the light emanating from Devi, that's supposed to dispel the darkness, this darkness. Manipuraka Chakram, as I told, this represents the Jalatattvam. Jalatattvam is now signified through the dark rain-bearing clouds. And that is why it's supposed to be, Manipuraka Chakra is supposed to be dark. And in this Manipuraka Chakra, it is a 10-petaled lotus, as I showed in the picture earlier, the 10-petaled lotus. And the Shiva, Maheshwara, is worshipped here as Maheshwara. And the Amba is worshipped as Sthira Saudhamini, or Amriteshwara and Amriteshwari. That is how the Shiva and Shakti combination are worshipped here in this Manipuraka Chakra. And the 52 Apyamayukas, the various rays, that also we put in the Shloka 14, we saw all these things. Disa Madhika Panchasha Dudake, that's what we saw in that Shloka 14. Panchasha Dudake, Disa Madhika. Disa Madhika means 2 above Panchasha, 15. So 52 Apyamayukas, 26 each. So for Shiva, 26, Amba 26. And the Upasana Kshetram is supposed to be Thiruvanai Kaval for this particular mantra. And this talks about the Jalatattvam. Agne Rapaha. So in this, the Acharya goes by the Srishti Krama. So Akasha Sambhutaka, Akashad Vayuhu, Vayur Agnehe, Agnihi Agne Rapaha. So from Agnitattvam came the water principle. And the Anahata Chakropastitaha Surya Kirana Atasprasrutam Swadishtagdina Dagdam Jagatim Aplavayanti Tyagamaha. So that is how Aruna Modini Acharya, he interprets this particular shloka. That is the rays of sun above the Anahata Chakram that mixes with those of Agni in the Swadhisthana Chakra on entering Manipuraka and converted into clouds producing water. So how the rays from the Anahata Chakra mixes with the Agnitattvam entering in the Manipuraka Chakram, and they can get converted into clouds producing water and cool the world afflicted with the Tapatrayas. Tapatrayas, these three types of tapas, that is, you know, Adhyatmika, Adibaudhika, Adidaivika, all kinds of tapas, whatever afflictions caused by any of them. So it is supposed to cool all of them and nullify all those tapas. Idam Indradhanusham. Indradhanusham, Indradhanus, Tadindradhanurityajyam, Apravarneshu Chakshushe, Etadeva Samyor Barhaspatyam, Etadrudrasyadanuhu. This is what Aruna Katakam, that is Aruna Prashnam, in the Taitri Aranyakam. That is what it says. Yopsuna Vampratishtitam Veda Pratyevatishtati, Apsu Udaha Tatvatmike Manipure, Pratishtitam Navam Sri Chakratmikam Ambam. So the boat that can take us across the ocean of samsara. Lakshmidhara interprets it like that for Indradhanush. So the boat that can take across the ocean of samsara. So Amba, Sri Chakratmikam, the Amba who resides in the Sri Chakram, she is supposed to be the one who can take us across the ocean of samsara through this upasana. That is what is portrayed here in this particular shloka. Now let us go to the next shloka, shloka 41. Shloka 41 is correct. Okay. Tavadhare mulem sam sahasamayayalasya parayam navatmanam manyem navarasamahatandavanatam ubhabhyam yetabhyam udaya vidimuddishya dayayam sanatabhyam jagyem janaka jananimatem jagadidam. Amba is here worshipped as the Srihara Sahacharyai Namaha. Relief from all kinds of stomach disorders. The Devi Sakshatkara, they are all supposed to be the benefit of worshipping Amba in this manner. O Mother, Tava Mooladhare Manye. So in the, now we are in the 41st shloka. 41st shloka concludes the section of Saundarya Lahari called Ananda Lahari. Now we are doing the Avarohanam, coming from Sahasrara and going up to Mooladhara. So we are now at the Mooladhara. So Tava Mooladhare Manye. I meditate in your Mooladhara Chakra. Navatmanam Navarasa Maha Tandava Natam. Upon the Navatman, in ecstatic male dance called Tandava. We have already mentioned this earlier. Shiva's dance is supposed to be Tandava. And Amba's dance is supposed to be Lasya. So, Navatmanam Navarasa Mahatandava Natam. Upon the Navatman, in we are going to explain all these terms. Upon the Navatman, in ecstatic male dance, Tandava, involving the nine sentiments, Navarasam. Nine sentiments. Saha samayaya lasya paraya. Saha samayaya, along with samaya, samaya amba. Intent of the female dance, lasya. Udaya vidim uddishya dayaya. Considering the destroyed universe during pralaya, out of compassion, sanathabhyam, ubhabhyam, etabhyam. You both coming together as a couple, idam jagade, so this world, this universe that is destroyed during pralaya, out of compassion, you both come together as a couple, idam jagade, this universe, janaka janani matu jagye, you have become to have its father and mother, the divine parents. You have become the divine couple who become the divine parents of this universe which got destroyed during pralaya. And during the srishti, next srishti, you become their parents. O Mother, I bow in the Mooladhara Chakra to the Navatman in ecstatic male dance, Tandava, involving the nine sentiments, Navarasas, along with Samaya, Ambika, intent of female dance called Lasya. So by these two coming together, out of grace and by reason of the act purpose of creation, because the purpose is creation, srishti karanam, this world has come to have its father and mother. That is how the world got its parents. Japa is supposed to be done in the morning, facing east 4,000 times for 30 days and supposed to have the benefit of elimination of all kinds of stomach disorders. And the yantra is supposed to be gold plate. Naivedyam is honey, milk, payasam, pungal, all that thing. This is for those who want to do the upasana using this mantra. Now, the 41st sloka, when we look at some notes. So in the srishti kramam, adhya prithivi, prithivi, earth came out of the water principle, adhyaha. So abode of prithivi in the Mooladhara, that is the Mooladhara. Mooladhara is the four-petaled lotus. I hope again we, if you put that particular picture, I don't know whether I have that or maybe let me open it, that thing, so that we can see all the chakras at one place again. Yeah. So this is the Mooladhara chakra where my cursor is, and that is supposed to be the lotus with four petals. So So this is the Mooladhara Chakra, four petals. And that is again within the Agni Mandalam. And Brahma Granthi, all that we have seen earlier. So Prithvi Tattvam is earth, and the Guna is supposed to be smell. So that is the Prithvi Tattvam. All these things also we saw earlier. Just only to refresh, I gave that picture again. So now, yeah. And the abode of Prithvi is Mooladhara, and the four petal lotus. And Ananda Bhairava and Ananda Bhairavi. That is how the Shiva Tattvam and the Shakti Tattvam is worshipped here. Or Samayamba and Nateshwara, worshipped in the Mooladhara. And in the Mooladhara also we have mentioned in the 14th shloka as Kshitau Shat Panchasate. Shat Panchasate means 56. So 56 Mayukas. So this in shloka, so the 56 Kiranas, they are all worshipped here in this place. So when the Devi in Lasyam, in her dance, and Sadashiva in Tandavam, they glance at each other, what happens? The entire Srishti starts. So when they glance at each other, when they exchange their looks, the entire creation starts. Unmesha Nimishodpanna Vipanna Bhuvanavalye Namaha. That is how Amba is worshipped here. Just a mere glance with her, you know, when the eyebrow flutters even for once, the entire creation starts. Vipanna Bhuvanavalye Namaha. And Samaya, the Samaya Tattvam we have also mentioned earlier, Samaya is supposed to be equal in status of Shiva. And there are actually fivefold qualities, I don't know whether I have mentioned this earlier. So Sanatabhyam, of equal prowess, or in combination. So in what are the aspects in which the Shiva Tattvam and Shakti Tattvam are equal, they are given here. So number one is Adhisthana Samyam. Adhisthana means abode. So in the between Shiva Tattvam and the Shakti Tattvam, in terms of the abode, Adhisthanam, there is a Samyam. So that is what is given here in this particular Samyam. And then next Samyam is supposed to be Anushthana Samyam. Anushthana means the activity. What is the common activity they both perform? So that is the next one called Anushthana Samyam. And here, that is what is given here in this shloka as Janaka Janani Mate. So that is what is the activity, creation. And then Avasthana Samyam. Avasthana Samyam is the state of position. That is the dancing position. The Shiva is in the Tandava and Amba is in the Lasya. So Avasthana Samyam, they are equal in that. And Rupa Samyam, in the form. The color of, you know, Japa Kusuma, that is what, so Navatmanam, between them, there is a Samyam, there is a similarity. And Nama Samyam in the name. So Samaya, and Samaya is Ambika, and Samaya is Shiva, Samaya and Samaya. So in the Nama Samyam. So Adhisthana Samyam, Anushthana Samyam, Avasthana Samyam, Rupa Samyam, and Nama Samyam. So in all these five, they both are supposed to be equal. Those who worship the Shiva Ambika couple in this manner, they are called Samayans. So the Samayachara, those people who follow this particular principle, Amba and Swami as the couple, so Samayans. So there is no external puja for them at all. They do everything internally only, imagining Amba in this particular manner, Shakti, Shiva, Shakti, Aikyam, in this particular manner, they just worship them. And their Aikyan Sandhanam also is of four types. That is the Aikyam between the Shiva Tattvam and Shakti Tattvam. That is also of four types. The sixth Adhara Chakras, that is starting from Mooladhara Chakra up to Sahasrara, the six Adhara Chakras, they are supposed to be one with the six triangles of Sri Chakra. And the Sahasrara and Bindusthana are one with the, we have to imagine the Sri Chakra. In the Sri Chakram, we mentioned all these things, the various triangles, the Chaturashra, the 14 triangles and all that. And the Bindu is one which is supposed to be Lord Shiva. And Amba's mantra is one with Sri Chakra. Amba's mantra, the Shodashakshari mantra, supposed to be one with the Sri Chakra. And Devi is beyond Nada. Nada, we also saw the Nada, the Shabda Brahman. We saw this thing, Nada, as consisting of four aspects. Para, Pashyanti, Madhyama, and Vaikari. I explained all these things at that time, what each one of them is. And then the Shat Chakras. So Amba is supposed to be beyond this Nadarupam, Parapashyanti Madhyama and Vaikari, and she is supposed to be beyond the Shatchakras, the Shatchakras starting from Mooladhara to Sahasrara, and then the 360 Mayukas, that is supposed to be Kalatmika. So she is supposed to be beyond all of them. The 360 Mayukas also we explained when we explained the 14th Shloka. So Akula Samayantastha Samayachara Tatpara. Nildasahasramam, that particular name also signifies all that. So, Lasya Parayam, so Lasya is the female dance and Tandava is the male dance. And this Navatmanam, I said I will explain this also when I went through the shloka. Navatmanam is Ananda Bhairava with nine vyuha. There are nine vyuhas. Actually, in the shloka 3, Shariram Tvam Shamboho, Shashi Mihira, not shloka 34, I think. Shariram Tvam Shamboho, Shashi Mihira Vakshoruho Yugam, Tavatmanam Manye, Bhagavati Navatmanam Anagam, Ata Sheshaha Sheshityayam, Ubaya Sadharanathayam, Sitas Sambandovam, Samarasaparananda Parayoho, shloka 34. So, what are the Navatmanam? Nine aspects. Time, color, time is the Kaladattvam. Color, Rupam, name, knowledge, Chitta, Nada, Bindu, Kala, and Jivas. So all these nine, that represents the Navatmanam. So when we say Navatmanam, that supposed to be the nine Vyuhas, which are these nine principles. And Ubhayamidam, Ubhayam means two. Which are the Ubhayamidam, which are the two pairs? The animate and inanimate objects in creation. Static and dynamic principles in creation, chalam and achalam, cause and effect, that is the karana karyam, and the gross and subtle, the stulam and sukshmam. So all these things, they are called ubhayam. Ubhayam is fast. So these two, all these principles also emanate from this particular tattva only. And with this shloka, the Ananda Lahari portion is concluded. That, you know, if you remember the story, from Kailas, you know, when Acharya went to Kailas, the Nandikeshwara, you know, he dragged from him, from the bundle of shlokas that he had, he dragged this 41. And the remaining, when he dragged, what happened? The 41 only remained with Acharya, and the 59, Nandikeshwara took it away from him. So Acharya had to write the 59 to complete the Saundarya Lahari of 100 shlokas. Actually, Paramacharya makes a very interesting, note here. He says, it is good that Nandikeshwara, he pulled the shlokas and took away the 59, because the 59 shlokas that Acharya writes now, they are supposed to be much more interesting than the 41 shlokas which Shiva wrote, because those 41 shlokas, they simply give only the mantras and the various, you know, bija mantras and all that. It doesn't give any of these other rasa which Acharya is going to depict in the 59 shlokas that he is writing. So Paramacharya makes that observation here. So with this, the Ananda Lahari portion is concluded. Now we have to go through the next one called the Saundarya Lahari portion, that we will start with the 42nd shloka. Let me pull that. Yes. 42nd only. Yes. Tabadhare Mode is over. Then the 42nd.
Gatairmanikyatvam gaganamanibihi sandraghatitam kiritam tehaimam himagirisute kirtayatiyakam sanide yachaya churanashabalam chandrashakalam dhanushaunasiram kimitina nibadnati dishanam.
42nd shloka, right. Sri Himagiri Sutaye Namaha. Amba is addressed that way. So Sakala Vashyam. Everybody is attracted, you know, akarshanam of everyone. And Jalaroga Nivaranam. Any affliction arising out of the water tattvam, Jala tattvam, they all will get resolved also by worship, by doing worship of Amba through this shloka. So Himagiri Sutaye Namaha. Himagiri Sute. Acharya is addressing Amba as Himagiri Sute, daughter of Himavan. Saha na nibadnati kim. Why will not a person be bound? Yaha, who kirtayati, who extols te haimam kiritam, your golden diadem, your kiritam, who extols your kiritam, gagana manibihi sandra gatitam. How is that kiritam, your kiritam? It is studded very closely with the 12 suns. So the various gems in your kiritam are the 12, the dvadasha adityas. The 12 suns are the dvadasha adityas. Adityas are supposed to be 12. And manikyatvam gataihi, transformed into gems, all these 12 suns, they all are transformed into gems. Iti dishana, from this idea that chandra shakalam, the digit of the crescent moon, nideya chaya churana shabalam, variegated by the enveloping, the lustre of the inlaid gems. There are, the entire kiritam is filled with so many gems, of so many adityas and the crescent moon and all that. Shauna siram danuho, that looks like the bow of Indra, the rainbow perhaps. Shauna siram danuho. O daughter of Himavan, these are all, now all are going to be imagination, they are all beauty. The entire section of Saundarya Lahari, starting from Sloka 42 onwards, is supposed to give the Keshadipada Varnana, the head to foot description of Amba. I mentioned this also earlier, but that is what is given here. The beauty of Amba is described in all of them. So, O daughter of Himavan, why will not a person who extols your golden kiritam, closely studded with the 12 suns, transformed into gems, form the idea that the digit of the crescent moon, variegated by the enveloping lustre of the inlaid gems, is but the bow of Indra. So that is all the imagination again. Japa is supposed to be done in the morning facing east or north 1,000 times for 45 days. Supposed to, you know, cure lot of, diseases and afflictions and all that. And yantra is supposed to be gold plates. And naividyam is supposed to be milk and sugar. And the 12 adityas, they are, what they do, they are desirous of serving Amba. So what they did, they all came and occupied various positions on her kiritam, so that she is wearing them, or wearing the kiritam all the time. So all the adityas who wanted to serve her, so they took those positions in the kiritam, serving her with her grace. And the diamonds, as diamonds, they are all studded there. And then the crescent moon, that looks like Indra's bow. Indra's bow is supposed to be so, maybe like rainbow, because the various gems that are studded there with the light, you know, like prisms and all, various colors, variegated colors, they are all going to be arising out of that. The various colors from the rainbow and all are getting formed by the reflection of the various, the light through all these precious stones, the 12 adityas and all that thing. So that is the imagination here. As I told, these are all more poetic slokas than any principles or anything that is tattva that is be explained in them. Sloka 43.
Dunotu dvantam nastulita dalita indivaravanam ganasnigdaslaknam chikuranikurumbam tava shive yadiyam saurabhyam sahajam upalabdum sumanasah vasantyasmin manyem valamatana vati vitapinam.
Sloka 43. Sri Shivayai Namaha. Amba is worshipped as Shivayai Namaha. Captivation of all, victory for all. That is in all the things that is supposed to be the benefit. Captivation of all means sarva akarshanam. Everybody, sarva vashyam. Everybody is just attracted, captivated. Shive, O consort of Shiva, tava, your, chikura nikurumbam, braid of hair, which is like tulita dalita indivara vanam, a full-blown forest of blue lotuses. Imagining the braid of hair of Amba as a full-blown forest of blue lotuses. And it is ganasnigdaslaknam. Ganasnigdaslaknam It is dense, ghanam, it's dense. It is greasy and soft. Dhunoto, it removes naham, our dvantam, our ignorance. Manye, I think that sumanasaha, the flowers, vala matana vati vitapinam, the flowers of the trees in the garden of the foe of vala. The vala is supposed to be an asura and the enemy of vala is supposed to be Indra. Vasanti asmin abides therein yadiyam saurabhyam sahajam upalabdham with the desire to attain their natural fragrance. So they abide therein. They want to get the natural fragrance of your braid of hair. So may your dense, greasy and soft braid of hair resembling a group of blue lotuses in bloom dispel our ignorance. I think the flowers of the trees in the garden of the foe of Vala abide therein to attain their innate fragrance. So again, another imagination. Morning facing east or north 1000 times for 45 days. The captivation of all people and victory in all walks of life. And yantra is supposed to be gold plate and worn as a ring also. And nevedyam is supposed to be the, you know, various, they put mrishtannam. So is, you know, they, for each one they give some kind of a nevedyam. And as I told you, these are all for people who want to follow this Parayana Vidhi and observe all these various vratas and all. So let me look at the notes I've got here. So the dark hair of Devi, that will remove the ignorance. And all malina vasanas, all kinds of bad vasanas, and give sat vasanas, good vasanas, and wisdom to those who meditate upon the dark hair. So just by mere meditation of the dark hair of Amba, you know, we are meditating on the dark hair of Amba, to dispel the darkness, the ignorance in our mind. That is the glory of Amba. Actually, in Krishna Ganamritam, I put a sloka here. The author, he writes, Balopi Shailodharanagra Panihi Nilopi Nirantara Tamaha Pradipaha Dhiropi Radha Nayanava Baddaha Jaropi Samsaraharaha Kutastvam. He is wondering, as a small boy, Balopi, how could you lift a mountain by your hand? Shaila Uddharanam. How could you do it? Shaila Uddharanam, how can you do that? With your just by hand as a small boy. And Nilopi, even though dark in complexion, Nilahapi, Nirantara Tamaha Pradipaha. How could you be the light to remove the darkness of ignorance? You are dark yourself. You are trying to remove the darkness of ignorance. Dhiropi, even though dhiraha, how could you be bound by Radha's glance, Radha nayanava baddaha? How could you, even you are supposed to be dhiraha, you can be even bound by Radha's mere glance. Jaropi samsara haraha, kutastvam, you are jaraha, you are a thief, you are a person who was flirting with so many people and all that. How could you remove samsara? That is how he wonders. So here, the dark hair of Amba is capable of dispelling the entire ignorance. And saurabhya sahajam, the natural fragrance of Devi's hair. Actually, there was a movie long ago, a Thiruvilaiyaadal Puranam in Tamil, where the question was, will the hair of the ladies, will it have a natural fragrance or not? So that was the question. And Nakirar and then Dharmi, there is all these discussions, episode, all these things happen. So the belief is, in Saundarya Lahari, while commenting on the particular nama, Champaka, Shoka, Punnaga, Saugandhikala, Satkashaya, Namaha, Bhaskar Raya, he says, that the natural fragrance of Devi's hair is much more than these flowers, Chambaka, Ashoka, Punnaga, all those things. So even the fragrance of those flowers, they are not a match to the natural fragrance of the hair of the Devi. But these flowers, what are they, where are they kept on her head? just as only a decoration. They don't add any more fragrance to her hair. Her hair is already naturally fragrant. They are only just kept there for decoration. That is what Bhaskar Rai observes when he wants to interpret this particular nama, Chambakashoka Punnaga Saugandhikala Saptaya Namaha. So this is how Amba's hair is described, how it is capable of dispelling darkness. So maybe I will stop here for today.